Welcome back. Keep your texts coming on the line 0457 736 736. Mark says, Maddie, Morgan Harper is going gangbusters for the Seagulls because he's rocking the David Warner moustache. That's a good point, Mark. Yep, it's working for him. Absolutely. I've got some more of your thoughts here on the issue of players trying to milk penalties, but let's turn our focus to what's going to happen tonight at the Convention Centre at Darling Harbour, the Super Aware Theatre. So it's Paul Gallen v Justice Ooney. We know that. You'll catch it on Main Event. Ted Coffey is the Main Event boxing commentator, and he joins me this morning. G'day, Ted.
Hi. How you doing, Matty?
Excellent, thanks. You're looking forward to this one?
Oh, man, I can't wait. This is one fight I've been looking forward to for a long time. Since it was announced, or since it was potentially announced, I've been on the edge of my seat. I'm really looking forward to it.
What is it that you're most interested in seeing this evening?
Well, you know, like, Paul Gallen is a great athlete. We all know that. And he's taken, he's given away every advantage in this contest. I mean, this is a secondary sport, you know, which is one advantage he's given away straight away. He's given away height, he's given away age, he's given away reach, he's given away probably speed. But, you know, this is your David and Goliath story, but you know, we've heard it and seen it so many times. What tenacity and drive can offer you in this sport is pretty much all Paul Gallen's got going for him, you know, and he's got a hell of a lot of tenacity, as you know.
So it appears as though the general train of thought here, Ted, is that Gal has to come out and get into Justice's face straight away and try and get into him as much as he can straight away. He's got a big hit. He can take a big hit, Paul Gallen. Justice, of course, is much more of a fighter, is much more of a complete boxer. Is that how you see this playing out? And what happens then if Gal does get in Hooney's face early on?
Well, this is it. I mean, you're right in your estimation. One would think that he would have to go straight in and just crowd him, just make him uncomfortable from the offset. And if he doesn't do that, then what he's not got to do is just sit in that middle distance, the distance where Hooney can just sit back and use the jab and use his great combination punches with speed and just catch Paul Gallen on the edge of them. He has to be out of range completely and plan his strategy going in, or he has to be in range almost on his chest to stop Justice Hooney throwing them great combinations. So if he does get on his chest and stay with him and make him uncomfortable, I think we've got an interesting fight. You don't want to give Justice Hooney space. That's the one thing you don't want to do.
If you're Justice Hooney, let's take the money out of this. I mean, they're doing it for money, right? But let's just take the money out of this for a second, play a hypothetical. If you're Justice Hooney, you're heading to the Olympics soon. You've got a chance to be upstaged here by a footballer turned boxer, but he ain't no corporate boxer. You know, he's in this game properly. Why would you take on this fight?
Well, first of all, I'll make a comment to that. Make no mistake that Paul Gallen is the real deal. I mean, he's had some very high-risk fights in Mark Hunt, you know, and Lucas Big Daddy Brown that people legitimately thought he's just not going to get across the line. It took him one step too far. So Paul Gallen is no slouch when it comes to this type of stuff. Paul Gallen's got the ability to hurt him. He's got the ability to make this a very uncomfortable night for Justice Hooney. I mean, look, it's all about risk and reward, isn't it? That's why we live on this earth. We want more as human beings. We want to push the boundary. And that's why you get paid great money and people sit on the edge of their seats and they watch these types of fights. Because if Justice Hooney gets hurt and battered and bruised, he loses a massive opportunity. If he gets through it, it's going to be wow. Okay, everyone's going to be on the edge of their seats thinking, what's going to happen next? Would I take him? I don't know. He's got the Olympics around the corner. Why not do the Olympics and fight him in 4 months' time? Who knows? But it's happening anyway, so that's where we are.
it's an interesting subplot, isn't it? It's kind of, why Gal's stepping in the ring. That's a no-brainer. Yeah. Why Justice is stepping in the ring at this time, that's the critical one. Putting the Olympics aside then, let's play the scenario where Gal wins this evening and Justice Hooney, he'll still go to the Olympics, assuming he's not hurt. What does that do then, however, for his career, his professional career?
Well, you know, he's a young man, like 22 years old. As we know, that you know, when kids fall over, mate, they recover quickly and bounce back up, and it's no different with a loss. When you lose at that time in your career, it's all about the mental preparation and the mental adaptation more than anything else. So if he can prepare himself mentally and come back, he'll go to the Olympics. Hopefully he'll win a gold that will build his confidence back up, and he'll come back and he'll have a monster rematch with Paul Gallen. That will be a massive stadium rematch, I'm sure.
You've been around the game a long time, Ted. Are you still okay with the trash talk that goes on in the lead up to a fight?
I love it. Honestly, I love it. I mean, it shows that, you know, these people, they're real. They've got emotions. They're getting into it. And, you know, as you're dieting, you're losing weight, you're getting closer to a contest, you're training hard, you just become more and more and more edgy. You know what I mean? Like, the body's not designed to go without food for 8 and 12 hours a day, but these guys are doing it to strip weight. Maybe not so much the heavyweights, but people, as you're training hard, getting hit in sparring, going through your strategy, getting everything right, you just become edgier and edgier and edgier as you get towards the battle. So seeing this back and forth and these arguments and this rough nature, mate, it's part of the game, and personally, I love it.
I asked this to Jeff Fenwick yesterday, Ted. He was on the program with us. He'll be there with you ringside, of course, for main event. I said to him, what are you going to look at? What are you looking for in the first couple of minutes in particular? Let's say the first 90 seconds of this fight. What are you looking for from both fighters?
Well, from Paul Gallant's point of view, I'm looking for him to establish his strength, his dominance, he's got a daddy in, for lack of a better phrase. You know, this is a kid, as far as Paul Gallant's concerned, and he's got to make him respect him. You know what I mean? Push him, prod him, move him, hit him on the arm, shoulders, grab his trunks, do anything. Don't make this guy comfortable. Justice Hooney, on the other hand, he's got to create just that little bit of distance, allow him to get into that range fighting, pot-shotting range, and just touch the double jab right hand, left hook. He's just got to keep the hands moving and just keep Paul Gallant and guessing. But, you know, Paul's a strong guy. I mean, he's been hit hard. He's been hit by headbutts in rugby that would knock many fighters out. Trust me, that guy can take a punch. So Justice will have to hit him with something significant to stop Paul from moving forward. And there's the plot. You know, let's see what happens in that first 90 seconds.
So Jeff's prediction was the fight ends in a stoppage and it is ends in Hooney's favour. Your prediction?
Oh, okay. I'm not a gambler, but if I was threatened with being tossed under a bus to make a decision. I mean, look, mate, I'll tell you what. I think Hooney, as far as all the boxing critics are concerned, is going to pull this off. He's young, he's fresh, he's got everything. But I'm looking for Paul Gallant to pull out a third miracle here, you know, and really, really make this guy uncomfortable. I mean, look, if Gallant loses to this kid, he might say, look, I've had a go, mate. I fought Joshua and thought it didn't work. If Hooney loses, he'd be like, hey, I'm young. I'm going to go again. So, you know, whatever happens, I'll be happy. But I'll just be really, really glad to see them guys go at it.
Yeah, looking forward to your coverage tonight on Main Event. Appreciate your time this morning. I know it's a big day, mate. Enjoy the fight.
You're welcome. Have a great day, Matty.
Ted Kofi there from Main Event. So Jeff Fenwick will be there, of course. Ben Damon as well. Paul Gallant v. Justice Hooney. Let me know. You're going to tune into that one. You're going to fork out your $60 and settle in for a night, a fight night at the Super Aware Theatre. It's at the ICC Darling Harbour. I take my hat off every single time to Paul Gallant for what he has the ability to do in the ring, the way that he knows how to promote this sport. He's fallen into this game beautifully. And the good thing is that he's not prepared to run away from a heavy fight. This one's going to be huge. If he can do this against Justice Hooney tonight, what a statement that'll be. Let me know your thoughts. 0457 736 736. Got plenty of your suggestions too around this issue of players laying down, milking and trying to get themselves penalties, what the game needs to do about it, where the responsibility lies with the players. Keep your thoughts coming. I'll get to those in just a sec. 0457 736 736.